Iraqi officials say 4,000 would-be martyrs are in Baghdad, ready to die to defend Iraq. The claim follows this past weekend's suicide bombing near Najaf, the first suicide attack since the U.S.-led invasion began. 4 U.S. soldiers were killed. News analyst Daniel Shore argues that while tragic, the attack should not have come as a surprise.
The bitter lesson insufficiently learned from September 11th is being driven home again. The menace of the enemy that doesn't fight by the rules of the superpower. In recent days, U.S. and British forces have come up against Saddam Hussein's Fedayeen, an often ununiformed, self-sacrificing force that uses tactics generally considered dishonorable, like fake surrenders, human shields, suicide bombings, and guns pointed at the backs of their own soldiers. They have succeeded in harassing the long supply line up from Kuwait and slowing the advancing forces. In Najaf, 80 miles south of Baghdad, all roads have been closed to protect American troops from the approach of suicide vehicles. A helicopter gunner told the New York Times that he often found himself about to squeeze a trigger on an enemy soldier when he realized that his target was a civilian. It can be disconcerting. It is not as though the existence and tactics of the Fedayeen, established by Saddam Hussein's son Uday and recruited mainly from the ruling Ba'ath Party, were not known to American war planners. Intelligence reports had warned them about the irregular troops often dressed in civilian clothes. One CIA report specifically warned of the possibility of Fedayeen attacks on rear areas. But not much attention was paid by the generals, absorbed in more familiar issues like weapons of mass destruction and the capabilities of the Republican Guard divisions. That left the commanders unprepared for the attacks on the rear as the army swept towards Baghdad. A Marine lieutenant colonel is quoted by the Washington Post as calling this a new phase in the war against a different kind of enemy. There are bound to be new phases and different kinds of enemies as long as a military superpower fails to grasp the reality of asymmetric warfare fought with lives as munitions. This is Daniel Shore.